Who's the best show here?
Tech Show!
Who's the best show here?
Tech Show!
All right, that's pretty good. That's the best one yet.
While you were making egg foo young in the kitchen, I was in the dining room having sushi.
It's a Little Thing Tech Show, and that's a fact. If you don't like the cast, you can stick it up your ass. Ain't no funny duddies that a Lincoln bat. For the streaming, go direct to DLNGS.org. And ICChannelinsalinuxlink.net. Bound Tech Show. Just sit right there, cause the castle's just about to begin.
Note 10 announcements.
We're just talking about that. No headphone jack.
True. Still lower price than the S10, and it's supposed to have more features.
Wait, there's a new phone?
Yeah, the Note 10 and the Note 10 Plus.
And the Note 10 Plus 5G.
You might as well
and the Note 10
the 5G.
Yeah, but the Note 10 5G, both the 5G models are Verizon exclusives for now.
Of course. I need to look at changing my plan. They just brought out new unlimited plans. The not truly unlimited plans.
Who's got the crickets turned on?
I think it's Alan.
It sounds like the Enterprise.
Yeah.
For me.
Between the fan and the crickets, I guess. Ooh.
There you go.
There it is.
Well, you know, I don't know what to say. The fan is on the other side of the room, and I'm not doing anything else, so.
It's okay, Al.
I'm just going to have to deal with it.
Shit happens.
Crickets are pleasant.
It's good when nobody's talking, so everybody knows the audio's still working.
So we might as well
I don't even hear crickets over here, though.
This is episode 820. Everybody's here.
Are you using a Yeti?
I am using a Yeti, yes.
That's why.
Come on, Pat's trying to announce the show.
The show's starting.
Go for it.
It's going. It's episode 820. My name's Pat. We got Alan. We got Hello. Joel. We got Joe. And we got Flying Rich. Dan's not
Yay,
here.
Yay, team.
Dan's not here.
Let's get naked.
Woohoo!
Who says I'm not?
Let's get naked with our AKs.
Exactly.
Down where Joe is, I would actually expect that, because it's about to be freaking hot down there.
Yeah, we're having a bit of a heat wave right now. It's supposed to be over 100 all week.
Nice.
Ugh.
Yeah, that sucks.
Let's see.
You get mild winter,
Gainesville,
so
Texas.
But it's a dry heat.
It's not a dry heat here.
you're in Dallas. Rich, you're in Texas, too?
No, I'm going to be there at the end of the month for... like Labor Day weekend.
Doing another class down there with Chris Anhol?
Yep.
That's cool. Which one are you doing this time?
I don't know if it's like the same thing, but I don't even care if it's the same thing. It's a good practice.
Was it going to be in Dallas?
It's Gainesville, which is like, I don't know if it's 90 minutes north of Dallas.
Oh, almost in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mostly Oklahoma.
Wow, it's 75 here in Orlando.
Where the wind comes sleeping on the plains.
Yeah, I only know the Oklahoma part, so you can finish the rest of it.
That's about as much as I know.
All right, so you guys were talking about the Note 10. I don't know anything about it, so... What magic does the Note 10 possess?
It's coming
it's
out
note.
In, like, four varieties. The regular Note 10, which is actually going to be closer to the size of the S10, but come with a stylus and have the squared off corners. And then the Note 10 Plus, which is going to be your more standard sized note, you know, the larger screen, I think 6.8 inches. And that's going to come in two varieties as well, the 256 and the 512 gigabyte versions. All of them have 8 gigs of RAM. And then there's also the various 5G versions that are coming out that are going to be available for pre-order on the 23rd. There will be no 3.5 millimeter jack on any of them, but the Plus will have a micro SD card slot.
So, you don't get the micro SD unless you get the Plus.
That is correct, yep. But you also get 256 gig on the Note 10, and which is a lot.
Do they have a USB-C port still?
Yeah, it should be. Yes, it is a USB-C because they were talking about providing a USB-C headphones.
No, I don't want a USB-C headphone. F you.
Yeah, well, they're not providing the adapter, and that's a big negative, but
that's
still.
That's stupid. Because how are you supposed to know which one works? Because that's my problem, is sometimes I'll get one, and it just doesn't work. I was just talking about that earlier, where my adapter, and I don't use them. I use the wired headphones maybe once a day, usually at night, okay? When I go to bed, I usually throw them on when I go to sleep. And I bought a couple, and what happened is it, and I don't know if it's maybe the jack on my mine's going out. I don't know, but we'll see what happens. I got one coming direct from Google now, so we'll see. We'll see if theirs works any better. But the one thing I noticed here with the Galaxy Note 10s is they have the hole punch in the screen, so they got the selfie camera at the top of the screen there.
Yeah. Well, another interesting thing. Before I get to the prices, a feature that the S10 won't have, but the Note 10 will have, is that you'll be able to run a version of DeX to your other computer. So, I think it's either the DeX or you'll just have an integrated ability to access all your internal applications and everything like that directly from your computer. And, okay, the pricing, the regular Note 10, the smaller one, is going to be $949, and that's the one with 256 gigabytes of internal storage and 8 gigabytes of RAM. And then the Plus, with its two variants, the 256 is going to be $1,099, and the 512 is going to be $1,199. And just about everybody is going to have some type of buy one, get one deal with it if you wait long enough. I know.
Nobody's
getting another $1,000 out of me. That's it. I'm done.
Well, me and the wife both need new phones, and we're kind of debating it. Because it's still better than the top-end version of the S10, which was, what, $1,600?
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, I would want the 5G. If it doesn't have a removable SD card and it's got a USB-C port, and I can plug in, something to copy files off, I'm good with that because sometimes I do that.
That's the other thing. The 5G variant is only going to be available for Verizon for X amount of time.
What is that, the bird?
No, that was me. It's like... Yeah, you know, I don't like
kiss my ass.
Yeah, I don't like the whole exclusivity crap. That's bull. You know, F y'all.
I'm with you, Rich.
Yeah.
Fuck them.
Yeah, it bugs me too. But luckily for me, I'm on Verizon. But I'm probably not gonna get Note anyway. Yeah, I'm not gonna get Note anyway. I'm just gonna wait for the Pixel 4, and we'll see.
If you guys have listened to the show long enough, you've heard me say it that my sausage fingers, I need a stylus. If I didn't have to have a stylus, I would use any phone. And I'm at the point where I'm about to use any phone and just buy a third-party thingy and, like, string it to the case. You know, buy a third-party stylus with a lanyard and just...
Adonit Jot has one that works pretty well.
Can you get, like, a flat stylus that could slide between the case and the phone?
Yeah. I don't think you can, but...
I don't care. I'll be like that old person that's got, you know, their eyeglasses zippy tied around their neck.
Just grow your fingernail out so it's like a point, and then you just use that.
Right.
That doesn't really work, though.
No. I never had a phone I needed a stylus for, so I don't know.
Coat your fingers with, you know, something, some chemical compound that, you know, works.
The only, like, third-party, like, stylus that I've liked has been the Adonit Jot. And that's because it doesn't have, it's not like you're writing with a crayon.
So, you know, here's my beef. If you're removing all of the ports, there have been waterproof phones that had headphone jacks and removable batteries. So they're killing all of this. In the current, I have a Note 8. That's my current phone. The Note 8 was like $288 to change the screen. And it's an extreme rebuild. Basically, you're rebuilding the entire effing phone to get that screen out, because you start disassembling it from the back and the screen is the last thing. They don't make it an easy process. Speaking of screens breaking, the windshield of my car has a rock chip. And
oh, that's fun.
Yeah, well, in Florida, it's included. You get 100% no deductible glass replacement. So I gotta. So it's just that formality.
I'm trying to find the other thing that was announced at the Samsung Galaxy Unpacked event, because they actually brought out an interesting laptop with a Qualcomm chip in it.
Well, Qualcomm us away. Tell us all about it.
I gotta look it up.
An interesting what?
Laptop. The Galaxy Book S is a Qualcomm-powered laptop with 23 hours of battery life. 13-inch screen. It's right in your sweet spot.
You're only listening to podcasts.
Yeah, maybe. It's got a Qualcomm Snapdragon 8 CX processor. I'm trying to say. I'm assuming it's going to be running Android, but
that's 40 hours of podcasts a day.
There you go.
Yeah, and that only works for door-to-door geek that listens.
Oh no! Wait, it's ARM-based. It's a Windows laptop. I didn't know it would work on ARM. Okay. ARM-based Windows laptop. That doesn't necessarily mean that it won't run Linux, though. It just is going to take some work. And it's going to be a pain in the ass. And it probably won't work.
Eventually it could work if there's somebody dedicated to making it work, but...
Well, and the other thing too is what's the volume? Because that's the thing that actually would guide that is if there was a significant volume of these sold. And the thing is I don't really see that happening.
13 inches, 23 hours. That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It has gigabit LTE with it, which I assume that would be 5G. Bluetooth 5.0, fingerprint sensor, Dolby Atmos, which I don't really care about, and Windows Hello support.
Oh, wait, so I can't figure out, where is the fingerprint sensor on the Note 10?
Oh, that's a good question. Cameras it have on
it's
it?
Under the screen.
Oh, is it, okay, it's under the screen like my son's 5G. Yeah, my son's right. 5, S10
what
5G
does
has
under
the screen
mean?
That
means
hold
it's
your
on
the
screen.
Screen.
Yeah, and it's slightly upwards of where the S10s is.
Right.
So it's not on the back? Because I liked it on the back.
Nope, it's on the screen.
I want to be right there with you there, Rich. I do like it on the back. But my son actually has the S10 5G, and it's on the screen, which is the weirdest thing ever. But it does work. So... I absolutely like. I actually, when it comes to whether I would prefer like the face unlock, like the iPhones have, or fingerprint, I much prefer the fingerprint.
Well, you know, depending on the skin quality on my fingers, they either work or don't work. So that's kind of a pain in the ass.
Or if they're wet or something like that, you know.
Right, right.
Like you just took a drink and your glass had a whole bunch of sweat running down the side of it, and you go to unlock your phone and you're like, oh, I gotta dry my finger off first.
Well, I actually redid my fingerprints recently because I was having such a hard time unlocking. You know, I've had some, you know, skin issues on my hand, but I don't know if my fingerprints are dramatically different. But yeah, I had to redo them recently.
Yeah, as for this laptop though, I'm not, unless they can run something other than Windows on it. It's almost the perfect form factor. But I already have something that's the perfect form factor that runs Windows. So if I were to buy this, it has to run Linux for me. Good luck with that.
Hey, speaking of form factor, my wife gets tech envy pretty easy. And she was always jealous I'm running around the house with the Acer Chromebook.
Didn't you talk to us about that last week?
Did I talk to you about it last week?
I think you did.
Oh, well. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got nothing to say.
You got one now, too.
No, I'm wanting one, but my wife is like, whoa, you know, we can't spend money on that unless there's a shoe sale.
She like Prada?
Start buying her shoes, man.
Right. I keep lying or telling her all these guns are just, you know, T&E that I'm getting them to evaluate to, I haven't bought any new guns, but I've got a scope.
Oh, I'll be getting a dash cam soon to review.
I
need to buy a new one.
I've actually been using like my Note 4 with a fisheye in an app.
That could work.
How would you know? It does work.
The Z Edge Z3D dual lens dash cam.
So how many of them are you getting?
Just one.
Just one?
Yeah, I think they're sending me one to write for Gear Diary on. It's got a the front camera is 1440p, the rear camera is 1080p.
Is it a separate rear camera?
That's a good question. Let me see. I'm checking.
Does
it's
it
actually
only
available
take pictures
on Amazon.
Of rears?
It is a separate rear camera. Yep. Looks like it just.
Can I use it at the gym?
Well, I'm sure you could if you really wanted to, but yep. So that'll be cool. I'll probably put it on mine, I think. I don't think you can, because what I really need to get for our cruise, because our cruise came out before the mandatory rear view cams. So it doesn't have that, and Grant, while my son's very good at driving it, you know, it's just, I would love it if he had that, a rear wheel, or rear view camera, so that way he can look through the camera, as well as behind him with his head and his mirrors.
So, you know, my wife's car has all sorts of crazy accessories. The one thing that I really wanted of the features in her car was the air-conditioned seats. And Tracy Holtz pointed me out to, like, on Amazon, I don't know if it was like $60 seat cover. So far, so good. I was hot and sweaty from the gym, and it was really nice.
That one just makes the surface cold, though, right? It doesn't blow air.
Well, it blows air. Yeah, it's got a fan, it plugs in, it's three speeds, the fan's out of balance, so it feels like marital aid.
So it's a happy chair.
Yeah, blows so like, airs up your Rich likes getting air up his asshole.
Well, it,
but yeah.
It, well, here's the problem. So if Friday when I go to drive back from Orlando, my car's been baking in the sun all day, my back and butt are going to be sweating for 2.5 hours. And, you know, having, or, you know, just like today, coming back from the gym, I'm, you know, soaked. And being able to get in a car where it's blowing air as opposed to, like, just being a sticky sauna. Really nice. Definitely. I'm still trying to figure out if I could find a seat, you know, a Kia or a Hyundai seat with air conditioning that fits my car, and find a car in the junkyard and drop it in, you know, bolt it in, whatever it is.
Years ago, I'd rented a car. I had to get a rental. It was a Cadillac and it had the air conditioned seats. And it's like, damn, this is nice.
I know.
It was like winter, unfortunately, but it still was really nice.
Yeah, but they usually have heated seats, too.
Well, yeah, it went both ways. I'd never had one like that before, so I didn't know what the hell was going on. I'm like pushing the button. I was like, wait a second, this is getting cold here. And I realized it's turning blue, but they were, you know, if I went the other way, you know, it was a two-way switch there, and I just happened to be hitting cold.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I remember when we took our Traverse down to Tennessee the first time, and we all rode in it to go over to Dollywood, and on the way out, it was cold. Well, put it this way, it was Tennessee cold. Okay, so it wasn't really cold. It, you know, we're talking maybe 40s or 50s. Okay, and my dad was complaining about his cold because ever since they moved down there, they've become acclimated to that area. So when he got in the car, I said, "Hey, Dad, watch this." I pressed the button, and then all of a sudden he kind of starts sinking down into his seat a little further. I goes, "How's that, Dad?" He goes, "I'm warm." but yeah, that, and mine also has the heated steering wheel, which I use quite a bit less than the seat.
The steering wheel, I've never had the steering wheel stuff.
Yeah, it's kind of dumb. It's kind of dumb. Mine has it, but it's kind of dumb. It's not one of those things that I would absolutely not buy the car if it doesn't have, you know, but.
I'm so happy the Subaru now has heated seats in it. That was the one thing I missed with the Prius for years.
Which Subaru do you got?
I bought an Outback.
Okay.
I didn't have much of a choice, actually.
Are you telling me the Prius didn't have heated seats?
The Prius did not have heated seats.
I'm surprised, because they usually have a really good tech package in the hybrids.
That particular year, even though this was, from what I could tell, that had all the packages in there except for the leather one. So the leather one may have had heated seats. I had all the other crap with it, but
I kind of like the looks of the Crosstrek. That's a nice looking Subaru.
Ooh,
yeah, a buddy of mine has one of those. It's actually really nice.
What is the new hybrid from Hyundai? I saw it in the showroom, and I was kind of.
Elantra?
No, it's like the Ioniq. It's like a crossover. The paint now, the Hyundais I've seen, the paint is fantastic. Oh, it's a Kia. I'm sorry, it's a Kia. This paint, I mean, orange peel was smooth compared to it. I was shocked at how bad. I'm like, what is this? Is this Rhino liner on the car? It unbelievably bad.
What, the Niro?
Niro, that's it. Yeah, I'm at the Kia dealer, and every Kia has a real, you know, nice paint, nice, you know, thick clear coat, really looks good. You go by the Niro, and I'm like, what the heck happened here? I couldn't believe. I really want to go by another dealer and check it out. And you know, I don't know what they're painting. I mean, are they painting it with some sort of soy product or something? What the heck?
It's from Korea, dude.
Take a look at any Kia or any Hyundai. The paint is really good. It's so good. It's unbelievable. But that Nero, the one I saw at Napleton Kia on North Lake in Palm Beach, I was like, what the heck?
Must have had a problem with its paint. I actually wouldn't mind having me a Jeep Gladiator myself, but the wife definitely won't let me trade in to get that. She's like, you don't need a pickup. I'm like, she's like, where do we put his bowling stuff? I'm like, in the bed. He's like, but it's going to get right. No, it won't get right on. We'll have a tonneau cover. You know, and she's like,
you can't find pickups that don't have four doors anymore.
That's true, too.
You got the so crew cab.
You're going to put it in the back seat like you would with the car.
Nah, I'll admit it. I do like the Traverse. In fact, I like the 2019 I drove too. But the Gladiator, though, it looks cool to me. I just like it. It looks like a fun ride, and that's kind of. I'd like to have one of those one of these days. You know.
I don't know. I'm not convinced. The Jeep one. I'm not convinced off the way that looks. I've seen a couple around here. I don't know. It just doesn't.
Well,
doesn't look
that,
right to me.
I would say either that or maybe a Rubicon would also be just fine by me. The Rubicon would be great too.
Yeah, that's I have no problem with that one there. The bed on the back of one that just looks like
it looks short. We, is what it looks like.
Yeah, it's like we didn't even try. Oh, we need a pickup. Just put a bed on the back. Brought to you by the same people that made that really ugly Pontiac. What was it? The Azac.
Aztec,
yeah. It's like,
hey.
You got the same people to design this, except that they weren't allowed to make curves where they wanted to.
If I found an Aztec that was in good shape, I would buy it. I really would. I know it's freaking ugly.
My sister's on her second one.
Really? Well, the thing I like about it is the tent and all the other weird stuff that comes with, like the cooler in the center console. You know, it's one of those things that's like it's so ugly, it's cool. And I know nowadays it's definitely not modern. I mean, I would if I ever bought one, I would probably one of the first things I would do is rip out the shitty stereo and put in one that has a Android Auto or something like that on it. But if I found one in good shape, that's the operative word there, good shape, because they haven't made them since, what, 2008, I think?
Yeah, at least,
but,
yeah.
So, but, I mean, those ones are, I mean, I, you know, if it was just me and Luke camping, that's what I would take. I would just take that, you know. We wouldn't need a tent. We just put the tent thingy on the back of it, and you're good. But... And you got to give it to Pontiac. At least they tried to do something weird.
Something different, but yeah, that's just like the ugliest.
Double grill. It always looked like it had two grills to me.
Well, like I said, I guess there are people who love that, but... Phew.
Yep.
I'm not sure that I could drive one.
The only thing I remembered, the one thing I remembered about that was that the guy who won the first Survivor won that as part of his prize package.
The guy that went to jail for tax evasion?
He probably did, yeah. I think he did, yeah.
I forget the guy's name.
His name's Richard.
Yeah, I don't remember the last name.
Richard Hatch, I think.
Yeah, that's it.
Yep. But yeah, the Jeeps are doing well now. They're selling a lot of them too.
Which Jeeps? The
pretty
the,
much
the Fiat
all of
Jeeps.
Them.
The Fiat Jeeps or the Jeep Jeeps?
The Jeep Jeeps.
Because I forget which one is made by Fiat. So, and Fiat's pulling out of the U.S. They're done. So don't count on getting parts for that thing in the future.
My brother has a Renegade, and I don't know why he went one.
Yeah, I think
for
the Renegade is the Fiat.
I think it's the unibody ones or the Fiat ones. Whereas the other ones are frame based.
Good line. I think they're frame. Are they?
The new ones? I'm not sure now.
Yeah, I'm not that interested to know. There was tech news. I forgot what the tech news was that I wanted to talk about.
I do too, man. Other than the Samsung stuff we just talked about. There's an article up on the Verge. Microsoft and Samsung are partnering to bridge Android and Windows closer together. I think that's also from Unpacked.
That's nutso.
They're forming a closer partnership for Android mobile apps that will help bridge the gap to Windows PCs. Satya Nadella appeared on stage at the launch today. This partnership is a new chapter of our long-term commitment to improve productivity and eliminate gap. Basically, it's more to sell OneDrive and Office 365 to Samsung users. I bet you that's what it is.
Wonder if they're planning on changing DeX so it's not Linux-based, it's Windows-based.
You know, it says Samsung's also revamping its DeX interface to let you plug a Galaxy Note 10 into a Windows PC to bring up a window with all your phone's apps. So basically, like RDP over your USB-C to your phone.
Yeah, like Visor. The Visor works through Chrome.
Visor.
V-Y-S-O-R. Does KDE Connect, can KDE Connect bring up your screen from your phone?
Never tried.
Neither have I. I know it can access the internal memory and the SD card, but I don't know about bringing up the screen.
I love it now. I use uBlock Origin, and more websites are putting either put a pop up when you first in there, it tells you to disable your ad blocker, or they'll put a little plea that says, "The Verge team relies on your advertisers to give you news, reviews, and videos for free. Disable your ad blocker to support our work." No.
Say, if I'm not like, if I've got the ad blocker on in the first place, there's probably a reason I don't want your shit. Well, same reason I use NoScript on stuff.
Yeah, I've been running Pi-hole at home, and pretty happy with that so far. No issues.
Yeah, I've got that running too. I've never had any bad issues with that one. I had to reinstall it once because I forgot the password, but other than that.
Now, see, the thing is, one of the reasons
there's
I run it is
a command line hack for that.
Yep.
Yeah, I know. I found it after I reinstalled it.
Oh. Yep. One of the reasons I run one is because more and more their websites are getting stupid. They're like, you go to a website to read an article and it says, "Hey, we want to activate notifications," and I'm like, no. I don't need to know whenever you post a story. I don't need that.
So, people really need to dog food their websites. When it pops up like, "Hey, ad blocker," I'm like, "F you, go away." And then, "Hey, you want notifications? F you, go away."
Want your location.
Right. At that point, I'm one more issue away from clicking close on the tab. I don't want to know. I just, no interest anymore.
Yeah, I mean, the location bit is, you know, depending on what the site is. You know, like, for example, if you're going to, like, a Walmart.com, or you're going to someplace like that, you know, I might be okay sharing my location with those, because 9 times out of 10, I'm going there to actually find something in their store. So that I don't mind, you know. But when Joe's website or, like, The Verge or something says, hey, can we have location data? I'm like, you don't need that. You don't need that. If you're going to use it and make my life easier, you can have it. Almost 9 times out of 10. But if you're just asking if you can have my location, no, you don't get it.
Hey, guess buddy can have my location.
Yeah. Things like that. Yeah. Yeah, I don't know when I'm going to get my next car.
I got to get a new car for my wife in September.
There you go. What are you looking for?
Probably a Subaru. The lease is up.
Mm. See, that's the one nice thing about leases is you pretty much have to get a new car at that point, but you can just lease it again, you know? So you always get a new car? Always have a nice car?
You know, the problem is if you drive within the mileage,
right,
and don't go over,
right,
then it's okay.
Exactly. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, and that's one reason why I'll probably never get one, at least one again. Although,
see, like, my first Genesis, if I leased that, that would have been perfect. Because I drove my truck most of the time, and I was consulting during the week. So if I drove it 1 or 2 days on the weekend.
Yeah, like, if I got not that I would, but if I got, like, a smart car or a little tiny car for just me to drive around town, a lease would probably work, because I don't drive that much. When I drive long range, jump in the Traverse, because it has all the room, you know. But if I got, like, a little tiny car or something, just because, or, like, a Nissan Leaf or a Chevy Bolt or something like that, I might consider a lease on those, because those ones I probably wouldn't drive at range. The only thing about the Bolt, though, is a shitty interior.
Oh my God, yes.
Like cafeteria
seats. It's an interior that you don't care about, and you're just going to destroy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you definitely destroy that interior. It just looks so cheap.
And you spend $40,000 or whatever on buying that car, then you got, you know,
the Volt,
the Yaris, or whatever, their little tiny Chevy.
Yeah, the Sonic.
Sonic, yeah, it's got a better interior in it.
And that's actually a neat looking car, as far as I'm concerned. The Sonic or the Sparks.
You know, if I could afford it, had afforded it, I would have gotten electric like I wanted. But unfortunately, when I bought my car, I was sort of, you know, I had to. I wasn't ready to. But
yep, that happens when the significant other totals a car.
Yep, and now that one's acting up. So it's really the display is completely gone on that one now.
On the Prius.
Yeah.
Oh,
thankfully, thankfully, you know, even though you can't tell what temperature it is, the temperature and stuff is on the steering wheel, so you can turn it up and down. You just can't see what the temperature is actually set for. And it'll automatically go up and down, you know, change registers and stuff, but, you know, depending on how cold or how hot you want to make it.
Because they probably want $2,000 to replace that.
Well, I lucked out, because right before, you know, I had issues, you know, with it, I was getting check engine lights on it. And you know, I took it, and they were like, "Oh yeah, it's the catalytic converter." I'm like, "Oh fuck, I'm not gonna buy a new one of those." So I took it to a guy that was local, and he's like, "Well, if it's that, we can look at it." He goes, "If it's because it would come on and it would go off again." So luckily, I took it back for inspection when it was off, and made it through. So I've got another year to worry about it. And so far, it hasn't thrown a code lately. So I think it was really, I had a slight hole. Yeah. Well, I had a hole in the muffler. And I think that was actually what was causing it. But it comes up as a generic, catalytic converter type code. And you're having problems with that. And I'm like, so I'm hoping that took care of that. But then right after that, the display started to act up. And I'm like, I'm not going to worry about it. It's, the car still runs. As long as it still runs, you can't figure out what the radio is, but you listen to your phone anyway, so.
Yeah. Still pair new phones, right?
Well, no, because the display and all the related issues with that, the phone doesn't work anymore in the car.
Oh well.
So we tried.
Hey, it's if you drive distance, you never take your own car when you drive a distance anyway. You usually rent one, so.
Yeah. Well, for me, like I said, I'm happy that the Prius still works. I mean, it's got 212,000 miles on it right now.
That's pretty amazing.
In terms of Prius mileage, it's on its third life.
Yeah.
How's the battery pack?
I had an app called Mr. Prius that did a battery check on it. It was a pain in the ass because they didn't tell you up front that, this test is going to take you like 30 minutes to do. And the 30 minutes is you pressing the gas pedal up and down to get it to stay in this range. But I did that like a year ago. And at that point, it said I still had over 80% of my battery.
Oh, wow. Because I saw stories about people rebuilding Prius battery packs themselves.
Yeah, and that's where I didn't want to do that because, right now, I mean, even if the car was in perfect condition, maybe $3,000 it's worth right now. And you tack in the high mileage, it's probably not even that. And then you look at the fact of, even if I can find a rebuilt one, that's like $2,000. $2,500. I'm like, it's just not worth it at that point.
Well, at that point, you might as well just go find
if it dies, I'm just going to put it I'm just going to drive it somewhere and put a for sale sign on it and see if I can get $1,000 for it. Because there's parts and stuff. I mean, the car's in good condition other than the fact that, the battery would be dead at that point. If I had the money, I'd sell it right now.
See, and that's what the batteries. Well, in the hybrids, I'm okay with. I would buy a hybrid without even thinking. But like the electric car, full electric cars, like the Bolt or the Tesla, I don't know if I'd want to buy one of those because I definitely. Well, I really would love to take one of those on a long trip. But the thing is that it's going to extend the length of your drive every time because you're not going to have range.
My ex-boss, his son, he lives out in California, but he just bought a Tesla 3 out here in Jersey because he was able to get he got a better tax credit refund out here if his parents bought the car and then he paid his parents for it. And my ex-boss's father took the car back out to California, and he said it didn't really take him that much longer to go. There's a bunch of apps out there that are supposedly even better for finding Tesla superchargers than the Tesla app. And they said they would drive, basically like 2 hours, stop somewhere, fill up the car. Now, they made the trip completely straight out between the two of them. But they say they would stop for, half an hour, walk around, get cleaned up, use the bathroom. By the time they get out there, the car's back, charged up again that they can go another 2 hours or so.
Yeah.
So it's really, if you don't mind stopping every couple hours for a little bit, it's really not that much longer, I don't think. And today they had no problems finding these things. They were, located by all the highways and stuff. I mean, if you had a regular car, regular electric, you may have issues.
Yeah, so my beef is I get in the car and I'll drive, you know, 300 miles straight to do a 1,000-mile trip. And I'm looking for, you know, pulling into the gas station, going to the bathroom, and being on the road in like 10 minutes. So,
yeah. Well, it's a change of your habits, yes.
Oh, absolutely. Say that to say, as a second car, an electric car is fine.
Yeah, around town would be great.
Even doing the trip to Orlando and back, you know, it's 150 miles from my house to Orlando. But that would be fine.
And you've got prime down there because, you know, it's always warm. You're not having to worry about, you know, oh my God, winter, I'm going to lose half my battery pack.
Well, the only problem would be if I drove in and out in one day, because for lunch I'd have to go find a charging station.
Yeah.
Because I'll do that. I'll do, you know, the other week, it was a Monday, Wednesday, Friday week, and I took Wednesday off. So I drove in Monday and I drove in Friday. So I made the 300-mile round trip both days. So, yeah, something like that would be a bit of an issue. I guess I could fast charge somewhere.
Well, it depends on the car. I mean, you know, most car dealers now all have, you know, electric charging stations. You know, a lot of Toyota dealers all have them. Nissan dealers all have them. Well, not all of them, but, you know, a great majority of them do. You know, up here, there's the Nissan dealer doesn't, but there's a BMW distributor that does. They don't sell cars there, but if you got two, they've got two level two chargers out in the parking lot there that are free, actually. So you can grab those without a problem. There's, you know, a lot of places around you can still get stuff. ChargePoint, I think, I think it's ChargePoint is one of the companies that, you know, you basically can, you know, just pull up and charge it to your credit card and sit for an hour or so and relax and,
you know. Yeah, to drive from here to my dad's in a Tesla, I couldn't do it. With the long range Tesla Model 3, it's 310 miles, it's 350. So I'd probably have to stop somewhere like Lexington and try and find a charger to sit for a while.
But see, Joel, something like that, you could go to the bathroom and come back out, and you'd get enough range.
How long do you think it takes me to crap when I'm traveling? It doesn't take
But with a Tesla, because you're charging at such a you're charging at a much higher rate than you are at a level two. So 20 minutes and you're back up probably 80% of your battery again. And they're not going to, you know, if you follow their instructions on it, you're not going to go till you need that 80%. They're going to charge you at like, you know, 50%. So you don't need to be sitting at the charger for that long. So, you know, for you, yeah. it may add, you know, 30 minutes to your trip to make one stop.
Yeah. I would have to stop like at in Lexington, there is a Meijer store where there's a supercharger, so I'd stop there, go in there, and grab some L8, I'd be good, you know.
And there's probably, probably have you stop about halfway on your trip.
That is about halfway, right.
Yeah, so you stop in there, go in and drink whatever it is you're drinking and whatever, and boom, you're set to go.
Now, the way back, unless there's, I'd have to look into other chargers to start off with a full charge, because or figure out a way how to plug it in while I'm sitting at dad's, because the supercharger is all the way on the west side of Knoxville in Farragut,
Tennessee. Well, if you're sitting at your dad's, you would either find, you know, plug it into the dryer circuit, or, you know, just when you get there, you plug it into the 120 and just let, you know, don't go anywhere.
Or that,
the
120,
you're screwed.
Well, yeah, but
120 takes forever.
Yeah, but again, if you're going to sit there, if you're going there for the weekend and, you know, you make him drive everywhere, you can afford to have your car sit there for 20 hours. you're not going anywhere, and you'd be back
at the full charge again. I don't think I could, because next time I go down there, which is probably going to be Christmas, we're not staying in his house, because my nephew moved in with him, and my dad I'm going to have to talk with my brother because I think he might be turning into a hoarder. Because he, the back bedroom when we were down there last time, he had, like, I don't know why, but he bought a deli meat slicer. He has one of those. He has...
Did you watch Seinfeld?
It's bad, dude. I mean, it's not to the point where I'm worried about everything collapsing in on him. It's not that bad. I hope it doesn't get that bad. But I'm gonna be like, Dad, you need to get rid of stuff. You'll get some exercise
when it's his turn.
Yeah.
Hey, you never know when you want to go out and buy a large chunk of meat, and so you need to slice it.
Yeah. Well, that's the one thing. Like with some of the stuff that I have, you know, if I haven't used it in a year, it's gone. Usually. You know, not much stuff I have that's like that, you know, but.
I have way too much stuff like that.
Yep.
My entire, this room alone is like that.
Yeah, well, I need to clean this up, my office up again, because every time, if I leave something sitting in the living room, my wife will just chuck it in here. And I'm like. It's frustrating. I'm like, you could at least ask me to pick it up or ask me where I would like it. But she wouldn't do that.
So I'll walk around home with my flip-flops. I'm like, they're not under my desk. They're not where I sit watching TV. Maybe they're by one of the doors, like the garage door or whatever. Maybe I came in and my flip-flops were wet and I didn't want to walk.
No, she threw them in the closet, didn't she?
Yeah, she put them in the closet in the shoe rack. And I'm like, ah! I was looking for them for 3 frickin' hours.
Yeah, that's what happens. I'm like, I got to the point with shoes and stuff like that. If I leave them sit, I usually like to leave it sit right next to where I sit. Because you know, then I can just grab my shoes, put them on, and go. But no, I can't do that. So I tell her, I say, well, here's the deal. Just throw them in my office. At least I'll know where they're at. Because for a while she wasn't putting him in the same place twice. I'm like, ugh. But, yeah, well, you know. I'm not buying a Model S. I'm not buying a Model X. Although the Model X I would love to have.
Well, Tesla might not be here in a year.
That's actually probably true, too. But, wait, what's this? They have a Model Y now?
Because they want to smell sexy.
That's the SUV of the Model 3.
That's no SUV. It doesn't look like an SUV.
I thought the Trucla was the Model S.
Simone Gertz.
Yeah, that was fun.
That's a fun video to watch them build that. But then when you first see them cut into it, you want to cry.
Oh, yeah.
But you see, what you do is when you buy your Tesla, you also buy the thing for the home, too.
The thing?
Yeah, it's just a level 2. They're about $600-$700.
No. I'm talking about the Powerwall for the house.
Oh, the Powerwall.
Basically, battery backup for your house.
Well, that's why you got the Tesla. The Tesla should backfeed your house.
It can. All I'm saying is I'm a little jealous of Tom Lawrence.
No idea who that is.
Yeah, I was gonna say
SLMR, Sunday Morning Linux Review.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Kind of replaced Matt.
So, why are you jealous of him?
He bought a Tesla Model 3.
Oh, okay. Well, when he tries to get it serviced and there's no place open anymore to take care of it, tell me how jealous you're going to be.
Well, he lives like, what, the Southland, Michigan area, not too far from Detroit. And he had to go all the way to Cleveland to go get his Tesla and drive it home.
See what I mean? You need a body shop. You need what?
It's not just that, dude. It's any time. I watched a YouTube video where a guy was just trying to buy a used Tesla from Tesla. Oh Lord. Oh no 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 no. And then one where a guy was trying to get it fixed, and we're talking. You know, how long is it them to fix any normal car? Had to get my car fixed. It took a week to do the air conditioning. You know, with a Tesla.
A week? Oh, what? Dude. Why?
I dropped it off on Monday, and I had it on Thursday. So.
All right. And they probably had to order a part.
They did. They had to order the rear evaporator, because that was what was what. And it just took a day. But the thing is, from what I looked up on YouTube on actually trying to do it yourself, which I'm glad I didn't, you'd have to tear out the whole interior practically to get at it. At least that's what they said in the videos. So,
yeah, no, they might have done it before the dash is installed. So it's a real pain in the ass.
Yeah. So it's worth paying the labor. Well, actually, I didn't pay nothing because it was under warranty. So. But, it's all the learning your limits. There's no way I want to fix that. Especially since I got a warranty through the loan period, so.
You know, my Envoy's got 140,000 miles on it, never had an air conditioning issue.
Yeah, I mean, I've been pretty lucky, you know. This is the first time I've had one on this car.
It's got the original starter, original alternator. Pretty shocked.
Yeah, our cruise, the first cruise until Luke wrapped it around a pole, it was still doing well. I mean, we did oil changes. I replaced the brakes on it, new tires, oil changes, air filters here and there. You know, that's it. I mean, it was pretty great. No complaints. I liked my cruise, and I'm sad they're not making them no more. The replacement, since it's not the same trim level, I don't like driving it as much because it doesn't have cruise control. It sucks.
I have the adaptive cruise control. I love that stuff, man.
I wish either of mine had it.
If I had adaptive cruise control and some sort of lane stability, I'd be pretty damn happy.
It's got both of those, actually.
Yeah, practically take a nap.
You can't go that far with it, but it's nice in my morning commute from hell every morning, is that I can just set it and it basically just follows the car in front of me.
Now, a friend of mine that has it, he says that the spacing is too far, even on the shortest distance. And that's on his Kia Stinger, that people always are jumping in ahead of him.
I have it set myself. I have it set up for, it's about two, maybe two and a half car lengths. And I don't seem to have too much of a problem. But yeah,
that wouldn't work in Dallas. If you left half a car length, it would be a problem.
Yeah, well, that's what I would think.
They pull in front of you, but you don't really care because it just readjusts on it. So,
right.
You know, like I said, as long as it's keeping up with the car in front of me, I'm okay. I really don't care about somebody getting on it, you know, in front of me. The only time there's an issue, and you learn to expect it, it's one of its quirks, is that if somebody's in front of you and they're turning off into another street, it tends to want to come, not come to a stop, but it slows down a lot until they're out of the way. So there's a lot of times I have to hit the gas pedal and tell it to get back to the speed.
Dangerous mode.
Well, yeah, it's like I said, you pay attention to it. It's not really that bad. You know about what it's going to do.
Yeah, I had when I was on a work trip to Pocahontas, Arkansas, and I had to drive 3 hours.
Was Elizabeth Warren there?
No, thankfully. No, I had to drive 3 hours from Memphis because Memphis, Tennessee was the closest international airport. The next closest was Little Rock. I chose Memphis instead. I think I had a Toyota, not the Camry. I think it was the smaller one, the Corolla. It was a Toyota Corolla, and it had adaptive cruise, and that was just great, you know, because it would just slow down, and yeah, it's pretty cool. Although, yeah, I got too annoyed because the guy was going way too slow. I would pass him anyway, but it was nice, you know. So if somebody pulls in front of you or something like that, then you know it just slows down and automatically does its thing. And it was even funner driving on the way back because they were expecting and did get some snow. So I left at like 4 or 5 in the morning because I knew it would take me extra time to get to Memphis. And it did. It took like 1 or 2 hours more. So it was like more like 4 or 5 hours. But I left like stink early to make it. And I got into the airport in time for the original flight time. And guess what? It delayed. So, oh, well. Oh, well. Yeah, I could have slept another hour, but oh, well. But what's funny, though, on that one was you know, because it was snowing, and it wasn't a lot of snow. We're talking maybe 2 inches total, okay? And I'm driving, I'm going about 40 or 50, okay? Not the speed limit, definitely well under the speed limit. And this truck goes booking by me, going full blast, okay? And later on down the road, I end up passing him. And what not long after I passed him, I'm looking in my rearview window, and he was doing 360s across the freeway. I was just giggling. I'm like, four-wheel drive does nothing for you in snow, dude.
Yeah, I like watching people when they do that shit.
Well, put it this way, in that little of snow, it doesn't really do anything for you. If you had a whole bunch of snow, it would definitely help you, but you're still going to spin.
You know, I've had all sorts of experience in snow, and one of the things that's probably the worst that you can experience is maybe you have an inch of snow, but when the first layer came down, the surface was still warm. It melts the snow
kinda and it freezes, icy.
So you get ice under the snow. My wife's yelling at me. I got the wheels locked. I'm sliding through the intersection. She's like, stop, stop, stop.
Yep. I'm like, I'm trying to.
You want me to get out and push it to a stop? What?
It's like my wife or my son. If I'm in the kitchen looking for something we have like a little Lazy Susan in the corner or getting a plate out and... What happens? They clang. They clang together, right? They just make noise, right? They're like, can you be quieter? I'm like, how can I be more quieter just getting a plate? I'm like, ugh. I mean, I would have to slow down to a quarter of the speed that I usually go doing that kind of activity in order to do that. And it's like, you know, no. I'm going to get my plate, and I'm going to close it. You can put up with a little racket. Quit your bitching. Okay, I need to find the STL for this car thing that this guy's posting in the Creality group. Kind of looks like a light cycle.
Oh, that's neat. I haven't printed anything in a while. Slowly working on putting the machine back together.
Actually, it has it's neat. It's really cool, actually. It has like a little T-handle thing. Not like the ones that we had when we were kids where you just, you know, the ripstick things. But yeah. It's got a crank on it. So it looks like you 3D print a spring, like a plastic spring on the inside. and you crank it down, and it goes. Shaw would love it. I'll have to see if I can find the STL for that.
I need to put new belts on mine. They're all out of whack. Loosened up with age.
I still haven't. I've been thinking about breaking down and getting the Micro Swiss hot end for mine, but thing is I really don't need it. I just want something that works a little better than a default.
Mm-hmm. Again.
Yeah. Oh, I did finish that DVAP case. It worked
pretty
well. I saw
that. It looked really nice.
Yeah, I had to print the bottom twice because I needed to have more room between the separate. I basically put dividers in it, and I needed more room. For the cables. I was looking for shorter cables too, and I did get like a, I did manage to find like a USB-A to micro cable. Instead of using it, I have a little inland converter that I was using, and still am, because the other one wouldn't work. I could not get the radio to come on with that cable. So I ordered these two cables and I ended up not using them. I found two other cables.
Hey, where do you guys order your soldering iron tips from, or do you buy them in person?
I haven't needed to buy one, but I would probably look at either like Element 14, which is Newark, or MCM. And in my case, I would just go to Micro Center.
Digi-Key, you should be able to find them too. My soldering iron is so cheap and shitty, it's not even funny.
Yeah, I tend to go through the soldering iron tips, but I do a lot of soldering.
Yeah, you repair those LG headsets all the time.
Yep.
Start a business, man.
I've considered it, because I've kind of branched out, too, and started buying random broken headsets of various types to see if I can fix them. But I've had the most luck with the LGs.
That reminds me, I'm trying to remember the name of the channel. There's a guy on YouTube that will buy, like, a lot of, like, say, 12 Xboxes, and then he'll try to fix them.
Yeah, Tronix Fix.
That's it, yeah.
I do enjoy watching Tronix Fix and my mate Vince, because he does something similar, except he doesn't limit himself to game consoles. Now, Tronix Fix, that guy, he, you know, fixes freaking gaming systems for a living.
Yep. Yeah, it's Tronix Fix. Yep. Although he's got a new video up there today, trying to fix a $5 broken Billy Bass.
A $5 what?
Billy Bass, you know, the
talking fish?
The talking fish. Take me to the river, you
singing
know.
Singing fish. Yeah. No, I'm good. It can stay broken.
That's what I'm saying. Say, I'm like,
unless you're changing it to start saying something else, that can stay broken.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Hook it up to the lady tubes.
Anything. Read your tweets, something or another. But good Lord, kill that off. Leave it broken.
No, I definitely hook it up to make it say all the words from the Echo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, the one annoying thing that went both with the Echo and the Google Home that I would love to disable is on Alexa. I forget what it is on the Google Home, but on Alexa is Alexa ask for a fart. And my son loves that. She's talking to me now. Alexa, stop. But yeah, Luke loves the ask for a fart thing. If he did it every once in a while, it would be okay, but he'll do it for 10 minutes. And the whole time he's sitting there giggling, and I'm like, dude, really? It was funny once.
To make sure that Shaw doesn't figure that one out for a while.
I mean, it's not that bad, but it's just like, you know, like, no, son, no, no, not now, not now. Daddy's got a headache. I don't need to hear of big old fart noises.
Get a fart in a can, and every time he does it, just spray some out.
That's a good idea. That's a really good idea.
So you're saying it's sort of like the train your cat thing. Whenever you do something bad, you squirt him with the water pistol.
Yes,
I'm just saying to you, son.
Squirt him with
no.
The spray.
Yeah. All right. I'm gonna have to join a call for work here in a few minutes.
We'll see you, Jeff.
Yeah. Well, I'll stay on. Hopefully, I'll be able to, or you guys will still be on here when I'm done with it.
Cool. I did get some cool camping gear over the weekend, and I also picked up an attachment for my KitchenAid. I got a meat grinder for my KitchenAid.
Meat grinder.
And
I had one of those. Unfortunately, I lost it in the divorce.
I'm actually glad it was just, I can, because I've often looked at the standalone ones, but then I thought, you know what, let me just get the attachment for my KitchenAid. Guess what, it works pretty well. the only thing it has the two, like a coarse and a fine grind die for the front of it. I can buy the sausage stuffer, which I do want to get because I would like to try my hand at making my own sausage.
Stuffing your sausage?
That's right, baby. But I made ham salad a couple times so far, and then tonight we had ham loaf that I made, which if you've never had it before, it's kind of an old recipe, not something people make a lot of, but when I was a kid we ate it. My mom made it, and then I know I had grandparents that made it, but it's basically ham, eggs, milk. Don't try and think if I put any seasoning in there. Breadcrumbs. And a half pound of pork. And a pound and a half of ground ham.
Okay.
And you bake that for about 30 minutes, and then you put a glaze on it. The glaze is like apple cider vinegar, ground mustard, brown sugar. Oh wait, you do put some pepper into it too. But I guess you can really put anything in it if you want to. I put pepper in it. But then you put the glaze on it, and then you bake it for another 40 minutes. So now, when I was a kid, my mom always put like a pineapple ring and stuff on top of it. And I think she actually would do that like before she put the meat in the pan. So it would be on the bottom, kind of like almost like an upside-down, pineapple upside-down cake or something. But I don't have her recipe. I just have a recipe I found on the internet. So, but I liked it. My wife said it was okay. But now for camping, I've wanted one for like 30 years. Finally got one. Used them when I was in Scouts. Got a cast iron Dutch oven for the campfire.
Always a good thing to have.
So, oh yeah, yeah. I think.
Although I don't have one, but always.
I got a.
Basically, because I don't go camping or have any place I would actually use one here at the house. But
we're going to Kelly's Island here to camp in a few weeks, so that's one of the reasons why I bought it. So I'm probably going to be cooking about three meals, maybe four. It depends on if we want to cook before we break camp. On Sunday morning, but I'm probably gonna cook I found like a recipe for like a egg thing that you do in it. You basically cook like the recipe has sausage, but I think I'm gonna substitute bacon because I like bacon better than I like sausage.
Yeah, and, there's on YouTube, there's a guy that does I don't remember his name now. This cowboy cooking.
Okay.
Let me see if I can find his name.
I'll have to look at that one.
He has a bunch of things that he does with those cast iron.
It's just so versatile, though. I mean, you can bake a cake in it, bake brownies on the campsite, you know. So I'll probably use that for breakfast or dinner. And because I love camp pies, I got a couple pie irons that I'll get stuff to do. I think that night I'll probably buy like some random stuff. Like pizza stuff to put in it, or various things that's both savory and sweet to put in it. My favorite ones to do is like you take like a can of apple pie filling and put that in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Make a little apple pie camp pie thing, but. Yeah, of course, stuff to make s'mores. Although I got to cut back that. My son had blood work done, and his A1C was pre-diabetic already.
I got to cut him back on stuff now.
He's been doing good with it. The scary thing, though, was, and I guess, well, I don't know if they went, I think they went today, this will be the third time trying to figure this out. The first time they did the blood work, his potassium levels were sky high, which is not no bueno. So they got to figure out what that is. And one of the things I looked at was he likes to drink Gatorade, or did like to drink Gatorade. There's potassium something in it.
Yeah, you got to watch. There's a lot of that and a lot of salt in that too.
Yep, I think he broke himself of drinking having to have Gatorade when he's bowling. So he drinks water now or a pop. You know, the water's probably better, but. But then he had to go back again because they wanted to test him again. And something about.
Cowboy Camp Rollin'.
Cowboy Camp Rollin'. Okay, I'll have to check that out.
Camp Rollin'.
But, dude, it's like, at least put the stuff that you're leaving in a nice pile. Don't leave it spread out all over my yard.
I've had that issue.
I'm like, dude, you can have it, but don't make a mess. But, oh, well, you know. I didn't. In fact, bulk pickup never ever came. You know, I had them out there at no time, and they never picked it up. And I called them up, and they say, "Well, they'll be out next week." Okay, all right. Then they never came. At that point, it had rained enough that the boxes and stuff that were still sitting there were just so soaking wet that I could just pick them up and shove them into my trash can. I was pissed. But
you know, the guys around here, they take. One big they say that they'll take one big thing without question.
Right.
And they're usually pretty good with, like, you know, you put like six bags out there, they don't bother it. As long as they can lift them up, they don't seem to care.
Right.
I know, like, the metal stuff, usually it never makes it to them.
Oh, like, I know.
There's people who drive around all the time. I'm like, I'm not going to take it anywhere, so you guys can have it if you get, you know, $10 for it or whatever.
Yeah.
Have at it.
I may be doing that with my current grill, because I'm not sure if I want to buy any more replacement parts for it. Because the last time I bought parts, my car got compromised because I bought them direct from Charbroil, and they had a leak on their website. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to go through that crap again just to get parts for my grill. But.
You have to try stuff like that. You know, it's probably easier to get stuff like that than trying to find it in like a Home Depot or someplace like that.
That's true. But to be honest, I'm not so sure. If I got a new one, I would probably buy a smaller one. I got a six-burner one. I don't use it all that grid. So I'll probably just buy as long as it has the I want one. I always want one with the burner on the outside because and I'll tell you why. If it gets really hot, or if for some reason we have a power outage, I'd like to be able to use that to cook. You know, so. And I have, like even in a normal, when we do have power, like, if I grill, like, I might buy a package of sausages over at, Sam's, and I'll cook those on the grill, and then while that's cooking, I'll have a pan with butter and some onions and peppers and stuff that we put on top of the sausages, and so I'll cook that while I'm grilling the sausages, and then when I'm done, I just throw the sausages into the pan and bring it all in.
Yeah.
So...
Over 4th of July, we had our mine caught fire. So,
your grill caught fire?
Yeah. Well, we were cooking some bacon on there, and it dripped down. It's one of those infrared ones, so it's not really on. You know, just like heats up a pan, which heats up everything else. And there was some stuff in there from, you know, just me not cleaning it out.
Oh, is this all of a sudden Ashley comes in.
No, it was outside on my grill outside.
Oh, okay.
And suddenly Ashley comes in. She's like, "The grill's on fire." I didn't think much of it. So I, you know, I went outside, took a look at it, and there was like flames coming out of it. I ended up having a good. Luckily, I had a fire extinguisher upstairs here, so I quick hit it. You know, that I keep next to the 3D printer in case that catches fire.
I have to tear mine apart. The grates are in great shape because they're cast iron.
Yeah,
but I have to take it. I know the burners probably all need replaced. Probably, I'm gonna try and wait till the end of the season and then. Throw that in there and get one of the. They have the trees.
Get the trees, yeah. They work out really good.
Oh yeah, because I'll put the lantern at the top and I kind of run up right by the stove anyway, so I can see. So.
I've got one of those Coleman lanterns at my mom's house. I was thinking of just reconditioning it, just for the hell of it. Even though I really have no use for it, but
yeah, I mean it's exactly. I mean when you car camped until these. Like a coffee pot, but I think it's just a.
It's a percolator.
Well, I don't think the parts are inside of it. So it's just that.
It's just water, yeah.
Yeah, so just for water, which is fine. That's exactly what I need, because I'm just going to take my AeroPress. Get my morning caffeine fixed that way.
Gotta have that.
Oh, most assuredly.
All right, well, I think it's about time here.
Yep, it's almost 10 o'clock.
Thanks, everybody, for listening.
Thank you.
Whatever number episode this was, 8-something.
820.
Pat has a recording, and if your recording's no good, let me know. I got one, too.
Will do.
So we can paint anything we want?
Anything at all.
How about if I paint your fine ass? Yeah, with my tongue brush. Shut up.
You were making it for young in the kitchen. I was in the dining room. Sushi.
It's over.